Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, can you hear me?
Hey, man, brother, you're in.
Ta-da!
Yay! So,
I got 420.
Yes, let me ask you guys this because, again, I was the naive nerd guy that didn't know any of this stuff. And I was talking to a buddy of mine who called up from my past that I've known since fourth grade. And he was like, 420 day, you know, and he knew all about that stuff. And I don't know when this happened, this 420 and the origination of it. I've heard 420, meet after school, at the backstop kind of thing. Do you guys have a different perspective on that history of how this came to be?
I cheated.
You did. How so?
I cheated because Super Don sent me the article before the show. And I have to say, it's one of the many reasons why I love the interweb and I love access to information so much, because the source that they quoted to finally answer the mystery of where does 420 come from,
mm-hmm.
I had my own ideas. I don't know about you. I thought that the number 420 referred to some sort of a police code. That was the code, supposedly, if you were arrested mm-hmm. for cannabis, the code was 420, or it was a secret code for the police to communicate to each other. And I've heard many different stories. However, the article that Super Don sent over,
mm-hmm.
just as a reference, Oaksterdam. Are you familiar with Oaksterdam University yet, Robert?
Oaksterdam? I mean, is it in the Netherlands?
No, it's in Oakland.
That's weird, Oaksterdam. Well, I explained why it's a nickname, not actually, right?
No, it's actually the name of a cannabis university.
Oh, no. I'm last to know this stuff.
Here on 420, I remember a meeting, you know, next we will have Professor, you know, whatever his name was, very distinguished looking person, Professor, I can't remember his name, from Oaksterdam University. I'm sitting in the front row, I'm like, he was a straight face, you know?
Yeah, that's for real.
Now that's a serious exploration of history mm-hmm. to separate myth from fact, you know, so there's the magic, which is important, but then there's the fact. So according to the article Super Don sent over, that was the time that a group of teenagers would meet after school, right after they got out of school, but before their parents got home.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the part that I couldn't wait to chat with you about. They would go and meet at 420 to light up and get high next to a sculpture of Louis Pasteur.
Well, dude, if you're going to follow Pasteur, you better be high, because he's not going to lead you down anything that'll help you ultimately. That's why we're in this disaster, right?
And when I read that today, wow. And as I was trying to get connected, because I keep asking people to help me get connected in a way I can just get on your show. It's funny, beautiful studio. You just press this button, and every time you see this, it's unbelievable. I'm broadcasting from the Azerbaijani crawl space. But I'm trying to get this set up. I'm reading this article. Because Don sends it over to me.
All right.
Thank you very much. Anyway, so isn't that a great fact? It came from the 1970s.
Mm-hmm.
A group of teenagers, Don, correct me if I'm wrong, they were called the Waldos.
They called themselves the Waldos, yes.
All right.
The Waldos would meet at 420 to get high after school before their parents came home next to a sculpture of Louis Pasteur. So let's remind everyone who's not in on our joke. Why would you think it was so funny that you were getting high next to a sculpture of Louis Pasteur? Let's say you've never heard his name before until right now.
Well, I mean, at this point, Stuart, it becomes obvious that Pasteur and his and the past belief in the germ theory has led us down this road to isolation, to a viewpoint that our fellow man, woman, and child are merely vectors for disease and that breathing is somehow an illegal activity. That is one of the main reasons why I am not a fan of Pasteur and those who follow him. Now, this doesn't mean dive into a vat of Ebola or anything like that. The point is there's common sense and there's hygiene, but we can go to something Antoine Béchamp was teaching about before Pasteur kind of stole it and bastardized it, that talks about the law of the terrain. A healthy terrain environment or milieu begets health, and that germs aren't the cause of the disease, they're the result of disease. In other words, you imbalance the terrain, something new grows there that you probably are not going to like.
Can you make it up, though, with all of the years of us being friends and being interested in this subject and unlocking the endocannabinoid system, the immune system, how all the central nervous system mm-hmm. and the endocannabinoid system and the immune system work together?
Yeah.
I'll say that again, how the immune system, the central nervous system, and the endocannabinoid system all work together is really an incredible mystery. That's the magic, one of the great things that we're learning, mm-hmm. and the fact that you had a bunch of kids called the Waldos that got out of science class, and they probably said, let's go buy that sculpture by Louis Pasteur. Let's get high over there. And that's where it actually comes from. And you would have learned that
mm-hmm.
at Oaksterdam University for a credit, so that if you were a bud tender somewhere celebrating 420 and someone came into your space and they started spitting in your face mm-hmm. and they didn't have a mask on, and they were spreading misinformation, you could say, factually, that's not true.
Right.
In fact, in the 1970s, the Waldos were getting high next to Louis Pasteur. That's a cool factoid.
That is a wild one, and that added to the mix of the mythos of what transpired. And again, the reason why they were probably smoking weed is because they knew that they needed to get ease of mind having to deal with this bonehead Pasteur and what he set the stage for, where nature became our enemy. Right. The germ theory means that we've got to take out the bad guys before they take us out. And that's a belief that nature herself is trying to kill us all of the time. And that is not the case. So anyway, fascinating. By the way, folks, what also is real is that if you go to robertscottbell.com and you click on this beautiful yellow banner, go to a plus CBD oil, you can double down on the discount code. It used to be RSB15. It's currently RSB30, and get 30% off anything that you want to get from our friends at CV Sciences. And good Lord, at this time of anxiousness, angst, anger, all of that, we need to ease the intensity of what's going on without putting ourselves out of functionality. And that's what's unique, I think, of all the cannabinoids that we've studied. CBD tends to play a role in easing that angst, that anxiousness, without intoxicating you. And again, I recognize there's biochemical individuality, so I can't make a blanket statement. Y'all have to figure out what works for you. But in a general sense, doing CBD from hemp is not the same thing as what those guys and gals were doing at the Pasteur statue all those years ago, setting up for 420.
Yes, and it's so important to point out the nuance of really how CBD works in this case, as a modulator, not only for the stress response, but also for the immune response. And the reason that modulation is so important is just think about what happens with stress hormones. The stress hormones that kick in, or the steroids that are used often when people are really, really sick, shut down the immune system so aggressively that they actually impede the clearance of the virus. I've been spending, you know, most of my free time listening to lectures and reading papers and staying in touch with my friends. And the people that I'm following are suggesting that the real challenge with this particular condition is if we hit people with heavy duty immunosuppression, and we don't allow that room, that modulation, that immunomodulation. Mm-hmm. So I went back. I went back because I remember how, stern I was. I had to be last time I was on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I read this paper. I haven't even sent this to you yet. Mm-hmm. Potential of CBD for treatment in viral hepatitis. So this way we're talking about a different virus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We don't sell anything for hepatitis. Anyway, it says in the conclusion, it says, CBD, it says the host mechanism, the CB2 receptor, the host mechanism in indirectly slowing the pathogenic process indirectly slowing the pathogenic process. So that stress modulation and immunomodulation, the more you unpack this, you don't have growth hormone when you're scared to death, do you, Robert?
Nope, you go right out of that mode. There's not much healing happening. Your body is in fight or flight.
Okay. Do you have, say, vasopressin, the one that makes you, you know, feel like you're really connected or close to somebody? That gets kicked out the window.
Kind of constricted out of reality temporarily as well.
Okay. What about how about anandamide? You think you're making a lot of anandamide? Anandamide is the body's bliss neurotransmitter.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're exercising a lot, you're making a lot of this molecule that relaxes you sort of naturally.
By the way, yesterday, great workout. I did 3 rounds of boxing. I did speed bag. I did jump rope. I was out there in the guard. We were planting stuff. And I'm like, dude, I wake up this morning, and guess who's following me on Instagram this morning? Layla Ali.
Oh, hey.
Muhammad Ali's daughter. And she was a world champion boxer. And she's all organic, GMO free. I mean, she's awesome. Shout out to Layla if you're watching. Love you, appreciate you. I'd love you to get on the show.
I met her.
Yeah.
Michelle, I think, met her somewhere or mentioned her to us. So, hey, that's great. See, and you felt great out there, didn't you? Look at
how my gosh, yeah. I mean, such a difference when I get to do that. Yeah.
Okay. So think about it. So we got anandamide, vasopressin, growth hormone, and oxytocin, which is the one most of us are familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
So when you unpack the chemistry of love, and we have to thank, you know, Deepak Chopra, Dr. Chopra for years ago, right? Dr. Bruce Lipton, all of the people that informed us on this, the chemistry of love, which is what you need right now. How are we going to get growth hormone if we're in constant fight or flight? How are we vasopressin, anandamide, oxytocin, and then even the natural GABAergic compounds, right? If you have that anxiolytic effect from Valium, Ativan, and those other types of Clobazam, those kind of drugs, if you have this profound relaxation effect, that was the treatment for epilepsy before they found CBD on top of it. Let me say that again. Before they discovered CBD for epilepsy, they gave people super amounts of Valium. And then you put the CBD on top of it, and it worked super fast. The point that I'm making is your body makes Valium. Your body makes oxytocin. Your body makes anandamide. Your body makes growth hormone. It makes vasopressin. This is the chemistry of love. So as Bruce Lipton got panned for years, right? Where's the science? Remember that? You're being too hippie. I'm celebrating him on 420 today, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's celebrate that on 420. They made fun of us. What do you mean the chemistry of being in love? How about the chemistry of being angry? Let's try that, huh?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
What is that? Are you, when you're freaked out all the time, are you making growth hormone? What'd you say?
No, sir.
Okay, I tried. You're my friend. You saw me try. It doesn't work. So anyway, on 420, we can celebrate the chemistry of love because the endocannabinoid system helped us unlock the system that coordinates the immune system and the central nervous system. So there's a lot you can do to keep your endocannabinoid system healthy, like the kickboxing.
Mm-hmm.
Like Robert was talking about, you nix the 6 and eat the 3, and you have a more appropriate use of arachidonic acid.
Now, just this so you know, I was not kicking. I was punching. My wife used to be a kickboxer. But still, I was using the legs in some other ways. I did some jump rope and things. And just being in the garden, you're going to use your legs as well. But your point is well taken. We talk about essential fatty acids. When you say nix the 6, what do you eat the 3?
Eat
how do you say
6, eat the 3. You can do that at home.
We're talking about omegas, omega-3s.
Explain that.
Yeah, and now, you know, it's the basis for our friendship for so many years. Even prior to that, of course, we get into oregano, but everything built on everything. And we are better off from knowing the things that you've known and taught for so many years and now invested many years into cannabidiol and the endocannabinoid system and the things we're talking about today in the midst of a heightened fear and anxiety, unlike anything that we. Right. I mean, even 9/11, which was, you know, brought a lot of the angst and anxiety and fear. It kind of you saw that event happen. Now you had to deal with the aftermath. The problem now is that there's this indefiniteness about it. The way they're trying to throw us into the germ theory bus by saying we're not going to let you out until there's a vaccine. And ironically, I covered last hour. There's been some analytics done that they say. It'll take 5.2 years, and even then, there's only a 5% chance it'll be successful at doing what they claim they want to do. And so what are we to do? Just stop breathing for 5 years, right? I mean, breathing. You talk about the life force, the prana. I mean, everybody should breathe shallow. Everybody should breathe into a mask. And when you're breathing in a mask, you're breathing in what you've just breathed out. A lot of that is CO2 and other things that will end up on the mask. So there's so much wrong with what's happening today. And I think if we can get people out of that fight or flight state or help them to get there, and CBD, we want to talk about how it can do that, then we're all going to be better off from a health perspective and from a reality perspective, be able to get back out there and recognize that your fellow man, woman, and child are not vectors of disease and death, but vectors of love and spirit and camaraderie and affection and fun. You know, there's all of that that they want us to ignore now.
And we get to be the evidence of how healthy we are. If we're going to go up against the whole germ theory, then we actually have to be the examples. I spent a lot of time studying this, you know, virus research, and I saw some stuff the other day. I thought about you. It was so fascinating. They took these mice, and they're loaded with virus. The viral titers are off the charts, and their immune systems are not activated. And the mice are perfectly fine. You know, it's stuff that's, again, you know, we go into sort of the pleomorphism of how these things can behave. And that's why I think the years and years of building on the foundation. And when we said nix the six and eat the three, the reason that that is foundational for the endocannabinoid system, which we're celebrating now on 420, not just the code from the Waldos, I think it, you know, it's all. Remember when I worked at Nordic Naturals and I could tell everyone to eat my favorite salmon? Remember
yes,
this?
Yes, yes. Wild Alaskan. That's right.
You remember this? Vital Choice. Do you remember this company?
I do.
Okay. So have we ever had this guy? Has this guy ever been on your show?
No.
Randy?
No, I want a care package immediately.
No, I'm going to get. Okay. We'll get, not only get you a care package, we'll get Randy on your show. Listen, this guy's a fisherman, and I met him at the International Society for the Study of Fatty Acids and Lipids.
Nice.
So he got his fish company. He's selling this. These are expensive. They're like $8 a can, so you can't sell them at the store. And he's giving them all away to the famous lipidologists. So every time I turn around, there's Randy. He's like sitting there at the table with all these famous scientists. And they love him because they're all eating this.
Nice.
So anyway, I'm listening to them studying this omega-3 thing, and they're all eating the fish. They're eating the fish. They made a deal with the fish. You'll love this. The fish has selenium. I thought you'd love
that. It is so true.
Okay. Now, we love selenium a lot. And so I was watching them. Why are you eating the fish rather than taking the fish oil? Because, well, they knew better. Ralph Holman, who coined the term omega-3, he ate fish every single day. And a lot of people get angry when I say this, but I'll say it. Canola oil has the best omega-3-6 balance. Sorry, science. So he used to take a bit of toast, this like flat rye kind of toast, put a little bit of canola oil on it, eat some canned fish and an apple, and that's all Ralph Holman ate like three times a day, every day for his entire life. He died at like 90 some odd years old.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The number of coronavirus cases worldwide is now approaching the 3 million mark, with nearly one-third of those cases in the United States, according to a new tally from Johns Hopkins University. More than 2.9 million COVID-19 cases have been confirmed worldwide, and the U.S. has seen over 939,000 confirmed infections. And Maryland Governor Larry Hogan said he's raising concerns about mixed messaging coming from the White House during the coronavirus crisis, and stressing that it's critical for the president to only stick to the facts as he seeks to inform the American people about the pandemic. On Face the Nation, Hogan said it's critical the president of the United States, when people are really scared and in the middle of a worldwide pandemic, get only the facts. And in Maryland, there are now more than 18,000 coronavirus cases and more than 800 deaths, according to the latest data. That's a statewide increase of 815 coronavirus cases. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio outlined what and how reopening of the city would look like. The mayor announced the creation of several advisory councils, including one on racial inclusion, co-chaired by his wife, Charlene McRae. The mayor said the coronavirus pandemic has laid bare disparities that must not continue. He said, a number of economic and racial disparities have been made so clear by this crisis. We must fight back against those disparities and build a deeper plan to fight them on a permanent basis. After 6 weeks stuck at home, Spain's children were allowed to go out today on a run because the government eased one of the world's toughest coronavirus lockdowns. Spain is among the hardest hit countries, with a death toll running at more than 23,000, putting it only behind the United States and Italy, despite stringent restrictions imposed starting March 14. But unlike other countries, Spain's children were kept indoors, with only adults allowed to leave the house to buy food, medicine, and briefly walk a dog or seek urgent medical care. This is USA Radio.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
So anyway, if you want to nix the six and eat the three, we believe that may have explained the endocannabinoid system. And the theory that I was going off into is, if you're so disproportionate with omega-6 to omega-3, does that explain that research on how omega-6 blew up those animals at the NIH and hyperactivated the CB1 munchie receptor? Do you remember that in 2012? Yeah. We talked about it.
Yes.
Here's what happened. In 2012, the NIH pumped rats filled with soybean oil and found out it lit up the marijuana receptor. I didn't even know what it was. He sent me that paper. I showed it to you. You know, hyperactive endocannabinoid tone induces food-seeking behavior. And so I always love the newest stuff. I went out to Whole Foods.
Mm-hmm.
I got in so much trouble. They had the bellies of these rats open. Anyway, so we learned that if you take too much omega-6 from soybean oil,
mm-hmm.
that it tricks your brain into thinking you smoke THC, which initiates this food-seeking behavior and may have something to do with the obesity epidemic.
Right, right.
And I've since talked to Captain Hiblin about that. You combine that with stress and eating out of fear and eating Pam and Spam and ding-dongs and chicken nuggets and Hoes and Krispy Kremes when you're terrified. Wow, nix the six and eat the three. Take a break on the THC and take some CBD. That's a bumper sticker.
Huge. I want to go back, Stuart, to the hepatitis scenario.
Yeah.
We talk about liver inflammation. Let's remove the virus from the equation because, as I've argued, viruses are incidental. They're not the cause of the problem. They're the result of what has happened. Where did all this inflammation come from? You mentioned some of it in terms of the lack of quality of food, the lack of minerals, selenium, etc. But the endocannabinoid system and endocannabinoid tone and CBD in particular, how is that impacting just liver function in a general sense, not looking at a pathology scenario, just in terms of benefit? Because I think that more than even describing its impact on a viral disease, the function of having the endocannabinoid system supported and nourished is something that would benefit every system, but including the liver.
Well, we have to give the credit always to the people that teach us these things. Dr. Bruce Lipton, I think, gave his best talk on London Real. It's on YouTube just recently. You know, I've been following him like you have for years and years and years. And I think it's 50 years of trying to spit it out. You finally get it together. So I'll try to encapsulate it, but I really encourage everybody to watch it for yourself. You know, he was so eloquent where he was explaining that the HPA axis, the fight or flight axis, that helps us deal with threats from the outside, right? The adrenal glands that then, you know, affect the kidneys versus the immune system, which helps to protect us from, you know, pathogenic kind of invasion. So it was really, really beautiful. And his language of how we all know when we're sick, and I just want to make sure to check my note, from our immune system allocates energy. We all know that when we're completely exhausted, because we're sick. So if stress hormones stop immune function and cause these cytokines, and fear was never designed for 24 hours a day, so you have to mobilize all this glucose. So now we've got this glucose metabolism. Why are we mobilizing glucose? And where is the glucose going? I didn't put this together until recently. When you're running for your life, because stress hormones shut down the immune system, that glucose that you're mobilizing is going to your brain. The most abundant receptor in your brain is called CB1. Mm-hmm. The cannabinoid binding 1 receptor is the most abundant receptor in the brain. So when you're running for your life, your immune system shuts down. Your blood goes from your heart and your brain to your hands and your feet so that you can run for your life. And you have to increase this cortisol level, and that's this entire HPA fight-or-flight axis, which was designed to get us away from the saber-toothed tiger, and it wasn't designed for 24 hours a day. So the way that Dr. Lipton explained it like that, tying the immune system, the central nervous system, and now he didn't mention the endocannabinoid system. Miles Cyril, right, myself, our science and education team, he never mentioned the endocannabinoid system at all. But when you add to it that it is that homeostatic regulator, what coordinates the immune system, which is mobile, and the central nervous system, which stays in one place? That's the endocannabinoid system. It was only discovered in 1992. Let's go back to our run for our life. The fear mobilizes the glucose, goes to the CB1 receptor, so that you have this energy to move around. What if you're like that all the time? What's going to suffer is your immune system because the allocation of energy goes to the periphery. It's not in your heart. It's not in the immune system. It's outside.
Mm.
So when you see it like that, whoa, eat food that's good for you, supplement when necessary, and watch what you're thinking.
Mm-hmm.
We were right.
So, Stuart, what are we talking about now with this continual fear porn crisis that seems without end? Are we precipitating the very pandemic that could be halted the moment we recognize what do we do to be healthy? Because as we see even in the manifestation of this COVID-19 situation, people that are basically functional are still basically functional, and those who were at the most vulnerable among us, that now even mainstream reporters are acknowledging, hey, these people could have died within an hour, a day, or a week, or a month already without this thing. What are we doing to the rest of the folks that are not vulnerable? Are we not facilitating vulnerability through permanent states of stress and fear?
Well, that's what Colonel Dr. Michael Lewis says, and we need to have him on your show again.
Yes.
See these sciences on YouTube. People need to listen to the colonel that was on the ground when SARS and bird flu broke out, who says stay calm and carry on and take plus CBD, eat food that's good for you, supplement when necessary, watch what you think.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that's not to get involved in the political media.
No, it's not about that. It's honestly what we're
straight up chemistry.
Exactly. We're talking about
your brain is a chemist. In fact, you know what? I needed to be reminded from all of my mentors and all of my reminders, because it's panic overload. It's panic overload, information overload. And so to your point, what we're talking about is staying healthy, having an immune system that can handle even a viral load,
mm-hmm.
having an immune system that is effective enough at immune clearance, having an immune system that can recover, having inflammation that can resolve. Resolution of inflammation.
Don't be your own worst enemy by adopting a state of consciousness that is in a perpetual state of fear, because you're sabotaging your own ability to manage what may be a threat, may not be, but let's just step aside from whether it is or not. Anything could be a threat when you're living in a perpetual state of fear, because you're out of the role of vital functions, growth, healing, like Dr. Lipton talked about. Also, just a shout out to our buddy, Dr. Batar.
Dr. Batar.
He's planning on hosting the Advanced Medicine Conference that we had last year in L.A., Pasadena area, this year in Charlotte, North Carolina. We'll get you more details on that. And Bruce Lipton will be there once again, like he was with us last time. So, Stuart, you'll want to attend that if you can get out of lockdown. It would be great to see you there, my friend. So,
hey, before I forget, because you mentioned it earlier, I showed my favorite salmon.
Yep.
See, when I come on your show, if I can sell something that we don't sell here, I can sell it.
Right.
So this is what I use every day. Hey, I was eating canned salmon since Robert, 20 years?
Yep.
Beans first and then salmon, right?
Yep.
So that when I was telling people, they said, omega-3 is not shouldn't be a dietary supplement. I would say, if you don't take enough fish, it should be. You don't eat fish.
Exactly. Okay, and I'm taking this every day.
Oh, CBD?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, wait, I have this here too?
Sure, Super Don is.
Where's Super Don?
All right, let me bring him. He's off camera. I'm going to bring him in now that he's ready.
Okay, because I want to celebrate some old ones. I got some old ones here too.
Okay.
Okay.
So we got some old ones. I'm still waiting the care package, but yeah, we're giving that away tonight on our Ask Me Anything, our AMA for Patreons.
I can't get you.
What?
You know what? That's what happens when there aren't as many people here. But our orders are going out.
Okay.
Anybody from our stores or any investors, our orders are going out. What's been delayed are any of the ones that are gratis. So sorry, Robert.
No worries. Super Don, you've got your CBD. It keeps you functional and keeps you out of the headache mode when you're heading toward a bad one.
I've got my gold and I've got my raw.
Mm-hmm.
And this is my in case of emergency right here, because it's the liquid.
The liquid gold. Yeah, that stops it cold when you're going down a bad place.
Several times, yeah.
Now you said cold? Wait, you said cold. I need to talk about this. I couldn't wait because I don't sell this anymore.
Right.
Can you see it?
Yes, oregano.
Okay,
oregano.
Do we have Dr. Ingram on your show anymore?
I haven't had him on in years.
Okay, so when I was there at North American Urban Spice when SARS broke out the first time, I did a radio show with Bill Beauchair. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Oh, my God, Don, you'd laugh so much. I was so new and naive at this. We had a show called, it was the SARS Radio Hour. How's that for a catchy title, right? And
man.
And so anyway, Bill Beauchair used to report And it was great because he had such a thick accent, right? He was like, there are 300 more people that are infected in the Guangdong province, right? We had a guy call in, said that he thought he had SARS too, that he had them all over his body, and Bill had to remind him that it's severe acute respiratory syndrome. Not SARS all over his body.
Yeah, right.
In any case, this stuff kills the flu good, kills germs. And you saw a couple days ago, I think I might have emailed it to you or texted it to you, that the FDA approved a lice treatment.
No, I don't see that. Yeah.
Did I not send you that?
Well, if it's still in my inbox, I hadn't opened it. Okay. That's possible.
I gotta send it to you, but yeah, I'll tell you the story.
Yeah.
The lice treatment. So forget the malaria treatment. It's another cidal compound in nature that was for lice that kills the bug in a petri dish, wipes it out, Dr. Roby Mitchell style.
Nice.
Just wipes it out. Yeah. And the FDA went from kills virus in petri dish to approved for human use.
Wow.
Hold on. I want the FDA to apologize.
Yeah, say you're sorry for your death administration.
They messed us up real good.
Yeah.
And you should probably say you're not.
All right, listen, we're going to take a break. I want to talk more about the ways our friends and family out there can utilize CBD from hemp. And especially in this time where I want people out of fight or flight. I want them out of the anger, constant anxiousness, and anxiety. I want it to be very practical. Not that you're ever not practical, but you're also heavy into the science, and I want to take that and go, all right, here's what folks are doing, and give people some options because we need it more than ever, all right?
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Scott Bell Show.
Heard me talk about silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, or any supplements I take. I need validation. I want verification. I need third party to go, you know what, this is actually what they say it is, and it's verified. And not every company does that. And you and me, Stuart, we always talk about we love freedom. We're not telling, I don't want the government to shut everything. I just want people to make better choices about what they put into their body. That if they're not in control of every process, right, I want to be able to rely upon what I'm going to take or give to my wife and kids, et cetera. And that's why I'm using what we're talking about.
But you could grow your own. Yeah. I don't. I mean, that's one.
We couldn't hear, but it depends on where you are, yes.
Okay, I guess you're right. I need to be. Okay, when you talk about freedom, I was just going to the straight up, you can grow
it. Yeah, no, you could still. I mean, unfortunately, as they regulate a plant that God created into illegality, I would argue that it is lawful to grow a plant that God created. But, you know, then again, legal and lawful, those are two different terms, and I have to differentiate for everybody. So I'm not telling everybody to go out and get in trouble. But the point is, we have access now to hemp-derived CBD. That is distinct, as you point out, different. And then the forms, what we talked about, the raw form versus the heated in various forms to have more higher concentrations of the cannabidiol. And the purposes for each may be different. And we don't have a definitive blanket statement for everybody, but we can give general concepts for people to consider as they enter into this, because I'm just tired of people living in fear and anxiety. We've got to get beyond this.
Yeah, I try to make it as complicated as possible, and I'm always getting in trouble for it. And I apologize. It's just the science is emerging and it's so new. Mm-hmm. And our own individual host response seems to be very variable, especially now with all of these moving parts. So I thought, let's maybe approach it a little differently today. How about let's share the hacks that can help you optimize the CBD that you're taking so that you really feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Because the real magic is when the endocannabinoid system is not in constant activity and there's homeostasis and balance and you feel calm, and then you take one of these a day. That's where you really start to see the magic in the adaptation. Mm-hmm. And I remember, and I rarely ever speak of my own experience, Robert, but I was there taking a whole bunch of this stuff years ago before I had a care in the world about kind of anything, right? My job was to travel all over the globe giving talks about fish oil, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, England. I had a great time. I was having a great time. And I felt so good, and I took CBD on top of it, the same exact stuff, which I used to call you about. Oh, my God, I flew to Australia. I feel great. Mm-hmm. No, think about that. I went from Chicago to Los Angeles to New Zealand to Sydney all the way to Perth. It was 36 wow. hours. I got off the plane. I'm like dancing an Irish jig. And I felt so good. And normally I'm like, you know, on a flight like that long, you're like.
Yeah.
And it makes me think of this whole thing that's going on with the lungs,
mm-hmm.
with this thing attacking the lungs, and you're reading about the ACE connection
yeah.
with lungs. Wait a minute, and blast lung? When mm-hmm. you're freaked out, you get blast lung. Mm-hmm. Colonel Lewis, Dr. Lewis, explained that to me. And he said, if you don't die when you're close to a bomb, if mm-hmm. you're right on the periphery, you get blast lung. You're like, and that response, what is that doing to the immune system? See, I'm telling the story to get to the point. The immune system gets shut down. In fact, these stress hormones are so good at shutting down the immune system that they give them to you before you have an organ transplant. So the same stress hormones that I give myself, because what was I told? Just keep working.
Right. Right. Well, by the way, we have an interesting question from Kialoha. Can we unlock the cannabinoid system with breath work? And that's an interesting question.
Yes. Right? Yes. Wait. Oh, wait. No, I'm so glad. Yes. Oh, wait a minute. You reading my mind. Yes. Yeah, absolutely. 100%. Right on. I hope everyone's breathing more now. You can't not. You're sitting at home. You're like.
No, but they're telling us to breathe shallow and put a mask on it. That
no, no, no. Because you are 100% right. And thank you. And yes. And I'm breathing more than ever, mm-hmm. and I was into it early, and I stopped it, and I'm reminded. What a nice reminder.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yes. Feeling better already. Now,
thank you to everybody. Remember, the power to heal is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin
right.
while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.